Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates any rapper's screaming when he's picking teeth with him. He has a top of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody. Wow, that was exciting. Like the theme song started and I was like, I don't have my water, and I had to run across the room and get a water. And the whole time I was running out here, I was like, but the label's on it. Now I'm scratching the label off. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with taking the label off of waters. This show will be sponsored by water someday. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies once again, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles in front of a live audience. That's them. It's them right there. Totally on cue. Whoever wins from the audience tonight is going to get this wrapper in their bag of amazing prizes, and then you'll find out who made this water. You'll be like, oh no, that looked like Fiji to me. Because that's who I want to sponsor the podcast. I like Fiji water just because I like the shape of the bottle. It's too big to fit in your ass, but just small enough to come close. And that's exciting. What a weird thing to say. It's July 5th, 2 Ocean's 11. Apologies to the great Leonard Maltin for his mama and balls being called shitheads on last week's show. I don't think either of his balls or his mama is a shithead. And if he's listening, I apologize. He probably isn't. I had a great time. Bless you, someone in the audience. I had a great 4th of July weekend in Vegas with, let me just name some names, Joe Rogan, Brian Redband, Ari Shaffir, Joey Diaz, Bill Burr, and Mayhem Miller. Those were some of the people I hung out with in Vegas. Mayhem Miller, I wish this was I Love Mayhem Miller instead of movies, because I could go on about that guy forever. I just met him, but holy shit, he's insane. And he's extremely violent. He's one of those guys, he's in the fight game because he wants to punch people all the time. So you can't just have a conversation with a guy without getting punched. And it's, I don't know if I'm up for that. But I can't wait to see him again. It's week 7 of me not seeing Pirates 4 on Golden Tides. And it's week number, who cares about me not seeing Green Lantern or Cars 2? Let's face it, nobody cares. It doesn't take that much strength to hold out on these things. I might have screenings of all of them coming up at CineFamily, but in the meantime, I'm going to do Benson Interruption movie episodes that's just for the live audience. We haven't figured out exactly how to put it out on the internet yet, but we're doing it at CineFamily. July 25th will be Fast Five. Yeah, and I already have two amazing guests lined up for that one. And July 31st. Yes, July 35th in the state of Denver, there will be on callback on July 31st. We're going to show Piranha, no 3D, just regular style Piranha. And schedules permitting, Adam Scott, Elizabeth Shue, and Paul Scheer will be there. So, schedules permitting. Cinefamily.org to get your tickets. My guest today, wait, did I skip part of it? Oh, I skipped a couple things. Hang on a second. All of my tour dates are douglasmovies.com, and I'll be at the Tipsy Crow in San Diego on July 21st, and that's during Comic-Con, so just start imagining to yourself, who does Doug know that's at Comic-Con that could come by and perform? Oh, some awesome people. Yeah, it's going to be nerd-tastic. Transformers 3 has earned $400 million worldwide. Congrats on being dumb, people of the Earth. My guest today... Those are the two things I forgot. I got them in. How you doing? You're here with your kids? Yeah, you. No, not you, not the kid. Yeah, you're here with your kids. All right. My guest today... How are we doing on time? My guests today are here. You probably already know this, but I'm telling you anyway. They are here to, what do you call it? I got a text that distracted me. They are here to compete in round three of the Leonard Maltin Tourney of Championships. Please welcome Jordan Brady, Edgar Wright, and Sam the Man Levine! A.K.A. Lil Wolverine in this corner, weighing in at 7.5 pounds. Lil Wolverine. Now you may have sat down strategically. Excuse me, trouble swallowing
water. El Pollo Loco.
Water is hard for me to drink. I like vodka. I choke when I used to drink water. Let me just run this by you guys. During the Leonard Maltin game today, let's do the reverse thing where, like, as soon as someone wins or loses the point, then it goes around the opposite direction.
However you want to run the game, Doug, that's all up to you, man. I would never come down hard on you. If I thought you
everybody's
did,
everybody's got an opinion.
A people, shitty job. People running the game.
People sent me a lot of nice, respectful notes saying that they really like knowing the year that the movie comes out, and so they suggested that I make the year just like a clue that I give every time, and I'm chewing on that, and I like it, but I'm not going to change the rules mid tournament of championships.
No, certainly not.
Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about that in the future, on like around July 19th or so. So to be strangely specific, but Sam Levine, you were on last week. You're on this week.
I am the most overexposed guest in the history of Doug Loves Movies.
I had another way of putting it. It's the summer of Sam.
How about the summer of the ma'am?
You know I love a movie reference, ma'am.
It's not the summer of ma'am.
No, well it could all be. Right. That'd be a great movie. Call Martin Lawrence's agent. Big Mama's House 4, Summer of Ma'am. So she goes, she starts killing people. That'd be awesome. Do it in a historical context.
Maybe there's somebody in a dog suit that gives special psychotic messages to him. Yeah, it's good. You can
like
see
this.
It, right?
I like this.
Who's
it could be
that
a spinoff
one?
Of Wilfred.
Wilfred. I was going to say Wilfred.
Have you seen the original Wilfred, Edgar?
With Bruce Davidson.
You seem like you'd pay attention to international television more than most people.
What are you saying? Are you talking about Willard or Wilfred?
Oh, Wilfred was an Australian sitcom first, right?
No, I've seen neither.
I've seen neither. All right. So
I thought you were talking about Willard, the Rats film. Sorry.
Yes, that was an international success as well, because who doesn't like a guy who trains rats to Ernest Borgnine?
Can I just say?
Not Edgar Borgnine.
He's very popular, and the accent is really fucking intimidating right now. I mean, I'm out of place.
For the record, he was pointing at me when he said really popular.
Yeah, no, I was.
Both of those things were not said about Edgar.
No, I was saying
who is also very popular, but I just wanted my due for the listeners.
Jordan and Edgar both look more Wolverine than little Wolverine.
Right?
We all do. Everyone's more Wolverine than you are.
Why did
tonight.
I not have enough photos of that day so that people would not
you
think
seriously,
you're crazy?
Please, do me a favor and grow exactly a Wolverine thing, and let's really take this to the next level.
If I make the finals, maybe for you.
Oh, that'd be great maybe if you came out with... How fast can you grow it? Like a day and a half?
Give me like 3 hours from now. I just hold my breath really hard and just do that. It just comes right out like
Play-Doh. When you were doing Freaks and Geeks, was there a full-time staff keeping you hairless? 24 hours a day of, oh, shit, Sam's growing again.
Yep.
Because you were supposed to be like 13, you were 27, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your math is always tip-top.
You know me in math. Now, people are saying that Edgar Wright is a shoe-in to win tonight.
I tweeted he's going to win.
Oh, you're a couple of pussies. You're just trying to make it so it'd be even more amazing if you pull it out and win.
Oh! No.
I went back into the history books. I just remembered that I didn't go back and look at anything. But didn't Aubrey Plaza beat you once, Edgar?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I lost my first one. You guys. What do you think she knows about movies?
You know I've never won this game, right?
Well, this is your night.
We'll see.
Are you wearing a 3 on your shirt because of Scott Pilgrim?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Wow.
What? Oh, I see. Very clever.
And he's got the, he went and ruined his DVD by turning the box into a name tag. It's very complicated, though. There's a lot going on there. It's like
a
pop-up
book. Set.
Yeah,
let's
have a look at this. There's text and everything.
I've already picked my contestant.
He's already picking his.
But I like that you couldn't be bothered to get pictures of Sam or Jordan. You just got there. Look at that. It's
That's kind of bullshit. He just has little printouts of our names. What the hell is that? Not even last names. How lazy are you?
Now it's pretty involved to be calling lazy.
I'm sorry. That's like running a marathon and at mile 25 going, fuck it, they know I did this much. That should be good enough to impress anybody.
I could totally see it. I'm putting together something for tonight's show. Edgar, Doug, bong rip. All right, I'm good.
What I'm going to do during the game is I'm going to put pins in here and here.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's a voodoo version.
It's a voodoo version of Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah. Oh,
no. Doug Loves Voodoo.
I don't think it works to stick a pin into somebody's name that was printed out and glued onto a thing.
Well, we'll just have to find out.
But I just want to say that that anybody can win this game. There's strategy, you know, the bidding is important. So don't think Edgar's got this sewn up, you guys.
I think Edgar has this sewn up.
That's weird. I could hear someone in the audience's thoughts.
Yeah. It's
it was little Sam.
Why would somebody whisper their own thoughts? Oh, I'm tired of the yelling in my head. I think Edgar's going to win. Okay.
It's the same as Sam.
We got two directors on the panel. This might be a first. Pretty sure it is. I'm not going to go back and check, of course. But Jordan, what are you working on directorially?
Directorially.
You got another project? I Am Comic. Have you guys seen I Am Comic?
Yeah.
Very, very enjoyable.
Wow.
It's a documentary for comedians to show their mother to say this is what it's like.
Well, I started cutting Shebe Comics with the female comedians. And then I'm
Is that
doing,
a real thing?
No, it's a real thing.
And Shebe Comics?
Shebe Comics.
So only black female?
Black female. It's a niche, but I'm going after that.
Okay.
And
you're cutting that together.
Yeah. And
you could make a million movies from the interviews you did for that movie.
I still need you.
Yeah, we didn't get around to it. Strangely enough. He called me every day, like 4:15. What are you doing? What do you think I'm doing? firing up the vaporizer.
My kid, you know, my kids came with me last time to the show.
Right,
they're
kids,
huge.
His kids are fans.
Huge
fans, which makes me
Doug
feel
Benson
old
fans.
And sad.
We go to CineFamily. We see the movies. We come here. We've seen the show, and now we have a game we play in line. I was telling Sam, we judge your audience members buzzed, stoned, or super high. And as the people are in line, we rate them, and it's
those
a lot of fun.
Those are kind of synonymous, buzzed and stoned.
Stoned's a little more
buzzed
in our
is,
word.
Buzzed is booze?
No, buzzed is just like a little... Ooh.
Oh, just a mellow.
A little mellow, like, hey, we're going to laugh.
And then high is a notch higher.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Stoned or high is synonymous.
And then super high...
That's you.
...is me, yeah. Me and only me.
Yeah.
So when I walk by the line, they're you like, just go, there it is. Sure,
there he is, right there.
There's
no
super
one comes
high
close.
Right there. That's the one.
Mr. Popper eats the penguin. Spoiler alert. Sorry. Just had to get that out. It's a terrible movie. He eats them on the grill with a marinade made of his own urine.
Now I want to see this movie. Yeah. Now I'm interested.
I just got a text from frequent guest Ricky Lindholm.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. Who said, just saw you're going to be in Cleveland on July 9th. That's true. Hilarities. She says, I'm here filming a movie.
So that has nothing to do with this podcast we're taping right now.
She's filming a movie in Cleveland.
Oh, all right. Well,
yeah.
That's great.
That's movie related.
Tell us what you're going to write back, Doug.
I'm going to think about what I want to write back.
Cause right,
I
think about it.
Doug loves texting. Is that a whole new... Is that tape at 9?
Oh, it just came up on my phone while I was looking at it to get ready for the game. Oh, all wait. Right. We've got another text coming in.
Oh, this is exciting, huh, audience?
This is a friend of mine, Tony Thaxton, who got knocked out of the competition a few weeks ago. Mm. He says, in parentheses, unnecessary, and then advice to Edgar. So here's your advice, Edgar. Don't play the game drunk and cocky. He says, I learned the hard way.
Too late.
I'm not drunk.
Yeah, you're not drunk. We just came from a bar, and I drank four more drinks than you did, and I had four drinks. So you're definitely not drunk. But let's play the Leonard Maltin game, everybody.
Oh, wow, that was fast. You're just jumping right into it.
You got to get right into it. If there's time at the end,
Holy shit.
Yeah, there's some name tags in the audience.
Read this far.
This is insane.
Megan's for you.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Oh, man.
What does Megan say?
It says, I give great head, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Wow, Megan.
Megan is boasting.
Yeah, wow. But that's, you know, she could just be like bragging about something that has nothing to do with, you know, whether or not you pick her.
Oh, wow, this is really intense. I've only been hearing this.
There's a watermelon over here. Who they think was going to be on? Buckaroo Banzai?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Over there, other audience members are pointing towards a.
All right. I'm going to go get the birthday.
Wow, there's a bunch of arrows pointing at one guy. Girl?
Wow.
I couldn't tell where the arrows were pointing.
I'm going to stick with Voodoo Damon.
Yeah. You picked yours already. So pick me. It's my birthday. What's your name, birthday girl? Cassandra, did you put that on your name tag? Yeah, there it is, in small print.
Tiny little print.
Yeah, tiny little print at the bottom. Cassandra. And I just want to go on record as saying, Sam, you know, that's nice of you to pick her because it's her birthday, but that's the last reason somebody should be chosen. Jordan, have you settled on anybody?
Well, I'm going to be playing for St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Oh, that's beautiful.
They can auction off all these lovely prizes and make some money
I'm
for children with cancer. What?
I'm going with the guy from Lost right here in the front
row. Oh, wow. Jordan.
Thank you.
Wow.
See, he didn't write Jordan on there because he wanted you to pick him. That's his name.
I know.
And he's here all the time. Have you ever won yet? He's never won.
He was very nice to me outside.
Oh, well, I bet he was.
Any guy that
I've written your name on a ball. Oh, nice to meet you. But there it is.
Lady who had a beer as a name tag, did you just down that beer when you didn't get picked? Yeah, okay. That was very, very clever of you. Like, fuck it. Just down it. Let's get drunk.
Can I see your little voodoo thing?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he made little chairs. That's just...
No, did you get the order? We didn't get the order right.
Also, how old is that picture of you, Edgar? Is that your like high school picture?
No, that's me. That's me when I was 16 years old.
It looks like Tom fucking Cruise.
It was in
gentleman.
It was in Tom Cruise hair
with Dan Aykroyd teeth.
It was in
I mean, I love Dan Aykroyd's teeth. Periodontal disease will never touch Dan Aykroyd or you, Sir Edgar Wright.
Is that how that works?
Tom Cruise and Dan Aykroyd. That's not a bad mix. I'd settle for that.
You're if they had a baby.
Okay, that's now we can't do this. Yeah, apart.
Don't Excuse ruin me. It. No. He clearly put a lot of work into that one.
Yeah. If I lose, do I get to keep the ball?
That's the question for Jordan. There's a lot of autographs. Yeah, a lot of autographs. He's got a lot of great baseball players on there.
Thanks for the confidence.
He's got what baseball players has he got here? He's got Nick Kroll. Paul Doug F. Tompkins, Benson. Doug Benson, of course, one of the baseball greats.
Mickey Spalding. Mantle,
Bill Simmons. At least he has something to do with sports.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Wilson.
Who made it. No, that's who made it.
Oh, I was gonna say the guy from Castaway. Yeah. The guy from. All right. Well, good luck, Jordan.
Thank you.
I think if I have to make a quick prediction, you're gonna have to bring this ball back again. But if you win today, don't try to. You won't try to win again, right? You're gonna be honest about it, because I'll forget. I'll forget that you won. I'll let you play again. I don't have time to keep track of that kind of stuff. All right, let's play the game. Oh, amazing prizes! Let me quickly go through. Holy shit! I can't believe I didn't manage.
I just realized I was fingering my own face, and then I thought.
A few weeks ago.
Maybe I should stop doing that.
A few weeks ago, Sam and I were on the show with Kevin Pollak, and he brought a copy of...
It was an in-studio show. Kevin was not thinking ahead and brought a signed copy of his DVD.
The Littlest Suspect.
The Littlest Suspect, a fantastic comedy special. So I said, no, I'll take it, and I will give that out as my prize.
Yeah. So you
riotously funny.
You totally paid it forward.
An awesome, awesome special.
But it's funny, that day, the entire time, I thought it was a copy of Usual Suspects. I didn't know it was a copy of The Littlest Suspect. Which is cool.
But why would he give a copy of The Usual Suspects away when everyone owns that on DVD?
Does everyone? Yeah. Three people here don't.
Apparently not.
Hairspray, a copy of Hairspray. That's nice. That's courtesy of Jordan Brady, who also brought a copy of his movie I Am Comic, which I cannot recommend enough. Yeah, so you get a copy of that.
Available on iTunes.
What?
Available on iTunes.
Yeah, you can get it on iTunes. That's right.
Not Netflix. I mean, it is on Netflix, but I don't see shit. So
okay.
Tell your friends.
He brought a copy of Dill Scallion, a movie that you did several years back.
You know what that's good for?
What?
Leveling the table when it's on.
Oh, okay.
There. You can just slide it on with a leg.
Shim.
It's a shim. It's a perfect size.
It's the country Spinal Tap, right? That's
correct.
That's
correct.
How
Dana Gould, Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, some funny people in there. Amanda Bala.
It's a heady documentary about corruption in Brazil by a friend of mine, Jason Cohn, a documentary filmmaker.
All right, so maybe
I watched
maybe
it.
Maybe get high and watch it.
Yeah.
And
they have there's like a frog farm in it. That's the B story, is a frog farm. It's good.
So, you know, that's like somebody told me that about catfish. There's like, someone was like, there's no catfish. and then Sam brought a copy of Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I did. I love that movie.
And he signed it and said, I'm not in this movie at all.
Not at all.
And I brought a copy. I brought a copy of my CD, which I'm not on, and a Woot Monkey. And I brought an extra Woot Monkey to shoot into the crowd.
Yeah.
And as some of you may know, I never shoot it into the side sections. Because the middle section got here first, right? Theoretically? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you like sitting on the side like a weirdo. But maybe you'll win. It was your name tag. Got picked, right? All right. And then check this out. Scott Pilgrim versus the World poster. And, of course, a copy of Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
On Blu-ray DVD.
Blu-ray DVD. Whichever one you have, it'll work.
It's a combo.
Oh,
it's
two. There's two posters.
Wow.
So that's awesome.
When is Scott Pilgrim coming out on Laserdisc, by the way?
I got no funny answer for that.
Oh. All right. You could have said 1988.
Whenever Criterion gets around to it, that's when it'll come out. All right. Let's play Leonard Maltin game. Oh my God.
It is. Yeah. What's her name again?
Cassandra.
It is not cool.
Good luck, Cassandra and
Damon.
Damon,
yeah.
And Jordan. It's great. Name tags that I can't see what the names are.
No.
It's just as I envisioned it. Oh, I got a text from Brian Posehn. All right, here we go.
Oh, God.
Name drop. He texted me to say he doesn't smoke weed anymore. Okay, here we go.
Like boasting, or did you ask him for weed earlier?
No, that's like, I don't know if you heard, but he doesn't smoke anymore.
So he's boasting?
No, he didn't say anything about it. I was joking. I was making fun of the fact that he quit, and that several weeks later he texted me.
Very well. Wow.
As you were.
Very well.
Can I just say something?
Please.
Last time I was on the show, first of all, I'm very flattered to be here among such wonderful audience members, a great hosts, and my colleagues.
That you know that that's not how you win the Leonard Maltin.
I know. It doesn't help. I'm just very gregarious.
Audience
really good.
Support has nothing to do with it.
There was a comedian.
Maybe a little bit.
There was a comedian backstage that was on the dais with us. I won't say his name, but it rhymes with Rod Glass. And he was going to partake in the marijuana, and you, Doug Benson, said, no, Todd. And I got to say, when you tell someone not to smoke, that's a pretty fucking heavy message, and I want to applaud you. I commend you.
He had been on once before where he smoked first, and he doesn't go to movies anyway. He
right.
doesn't have the attention span for it. But he smoked first, and so did Jimmy Dore, and so did I, and I made a little bit of sense, and they both made zero sense combined, and we did a whole episode that way. So go back and listen to that one if you want to hear three fucktards.
You're always incredibly lucid in whatever you're hosting, interrupting,
yeah.
or whatever.
I think Denver's a state, dude. No, but the kinds of mistakes that I make could be made by anyone who's very sloppy in their preparation. It doesn't matter how high.
Like
I am,
Damon? Yeah, I'm pointing to this.
David's thing is cool.
Screw that, man. I don't have a face.
What is this part? What is that? Is that an autograph or what is that?
You
signed that.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
You're a stalker.
This is weird.
All right, Jordan, we'll start with you.
Okay, here we go.
And then we'll work.
You realize that if I don't win, Damon is going to kill the two of you.
And our real faces will be on the little sticks there.
Better win.
At least your skin. At least your facial skin.
Soak us in milk for a week in his basement.
You've done this before? All
right. We'll start with Jordan, and we'll go down to Edgar, and then continue on with Sam.
Whatever you want to do, buddy.
The ma'am.
Whatever you want to do.
It is sort of up to me. First category, submitted by @ToddBerner, BERNER. Give me libertini or give me death. Yeah, it was 4th of July yesterday. The films of Richard Libertini.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
yeah, right? I'm going hard on you guys. I mean, this was all submitted right. by a guy, but I accepted it. It's a tough category. Doug hates remakes. would be films that are remakes that Doug isn't particularly pleased with.
All right.
Does not think they should have happened. And there's very few remakes I do think should happen. I think Arthur was excellent. And then your third category would be Fonda family films. Because I'm fond of family films, but these are films featuring the Fonda family.
Yeah.
Oh, I could have called this WT Fonda. So which one of those do you like? Remakes, Fondas, or the great Richard Libertini?
I'm gonna have to go Family Fun Fonda.
Okay, Fonda films. This is a film featuring either Henry, Jane, Bridget, or Peter Fonda.
Wow.
Or all of the above, even though no such film exists.
Okay.
Would you like a Fonda film from 99, 2005, or 2007? A film featuring one of the Fondas.
99, please.
A 99 Fonda film. This not, Fonda film?
Not, yes, to make sir. It, not to make it easier, none of those are going to feature Henry Fonda, are they? Think Henry Fonda.
You're only hurting yourself, Edgar. Somebody, if I were playing, I would have guessed on Golden Pond. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 2 stars.
What year is it?
1999. Oh. It features a Fonda. He also says that it is irritating. And he also says that Adam Arkin appears unbilled in this movie. Oh, from God. 1999 that has a Fonda in it. How many names do you think you get it in, Jordan Brady, out of 8 names?
5.
Strong opening bid, Edgar.
Oh, you get to me?
Yeah.
3.
3 names, Sam the Man.
I hate that I have to say this.
Come on, LW.
Edgar named that movie.
I could have it wrong, you don't know.
All right. Do you want the clues again?
Yeah.
It's irritating.
I think I know it.
All right. Settle down. Don't blurt anything out. It's not your turn to guess. Adam Arkin appears unbilled and it's irritating. 2 stars from 1999 has a Fonda in it, and your 3 names are Meredith Salinger, Mariska Hargitay, and David Lewis.
Oh.
Here we go, Edgar Wright. The slam dunk winner of our competition tonight.
You might have stumped me. Let me think. Well, Henry's not in it. We
Son
know this much.
That's right.
It's got a Fonda in it.
This is so exciting. It's got a Fonda in it. That was Sam, by the way. That wasn't me. Again, whispering for no reason.
Yeah. That was not me. That was someone in the audience. The microphone.
Sam's inner thoughts are mic'd. 99. It's got a Fonda in it. It's irritating.
Oh.
The great Adam Arkin.
Adam or Alan?
Yeah. Adam
Arkin.
Yeah, I think that's what I've said all along.
I thought you said Alan.
Don't play your games with me.
I thought he was saying Alan.
Prosecuting
Arkin.
Attorney.
1999.
You got no idea, do you?
No, I don't. I'm gonna have to take a wild stab.
Okay, stab.
I can rule out Henry Fonda because he was dead.
Sure. Walk us through it.
So,
which Fonda do you think it is?
The one I would have gone for. The one I would have gone for that's irritating is not 1999, because it's not Monster in Law with Jane Fonda, because that's too late.
I will not say.
No, it's not. It's not 1999.
People in the audience know it? Don't say it, but you know it, right? Okay.
Well, how many stars? 2 stars.
2 stars.
Irritating, said Leonard.
Well, Holden. This is a film. I don't think this film is a 2-star movie, but I've got a feeling maybe Leonard didn't like it. So I'm going to make a wild stab in the dark.
Please.
The Limey with Peter Fonda.
No.
Oh.
See, I fucked up.
What did you think it was, Jordan?
Well, at first, I thought it was a very irritating film with Peter Fonda called Thomas the Tank Engine with Alec Baldwin. It was fucking trippy. Because my kids were little then, it would have been the time, and I thought, okay, that's obscure. And I thought you said
that
Alan Arkin.
Like Leonard would like Thomas the Tank Engine.
And Alan Arkin would not have wanted his name associated with that movie. But then when you said Adam Arkin, I went, whoa, maybe it's not Thomas the Tank Engine. So now I'm thinking it's Bridget Fonda, kind of sexy with a gun. Right? Help me, Edgar.
Point of no return, way too late. That was in the mid-90s.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Well, it's not Jackie Brown. That was 97. It's not Yulee's
and she
Gold.
She didn't have a gun in Jackie Brown.
The password is show off.
No, I'm just
yeah.
Putting out movies.
Don't
I'm
beating me.
Don't
when
be
I'm,
confused about
was,
trivia in front of
two.
Sam Levine. He'll
said,
bring the answer straight to your
nothing.
Door.
I have no idea what this movie is. Not showing off.
All right.
Is John Travolta in it?
No.
Oh.
Was he in a movie with Bridget Fonda?
I don't know. Do I get another clue?
No, I was just asking fun. I thought you had a good idea what it was.
Thomas
the Tank Engine. No, wrong. No.
Okay. I don't know what it
names.
Is.
No, I'll give you some more names. Betty White would be the next name. That should give it away.
It's got to have Jane Fonda in it then, right?
99.
No. Betty White?
Pre-Betty White comeback.
What has Betty White been in? You can maybe think of 1 or 2 Betty White movies.
The Proposal?
That's one of them.
That's too late.
That's a little
what's
too late.
What's the other one?
Snickers the Movie?
What's the other one where... What's the other one where she goes out to put her feet in the lake?
Lake Placid.
That's right.
Oh, the alligator.
Damn it.
Oh, my God.
That was right in your... you've all seen it, right? Lake Placid?
Yes, I totally...
It's on cable all the time. I kind of like it. Oliver Platt is
always good. Don't let me see the phone.
I won't let you see it.
I quite like Lake Placid. That's maybe why I didn't...
Maybe the two stars threw you off.
The irritating threw me off. Lake Placid, I wouldn't call it irritating. As I remember, a cow gets eaten by an alligator.
What's irritating about that? No, unless you're like with PETA or some shit. Then you might have an issue with it. But it was all CGI, right? There wasn't a real...
No, they killed a cow.
They really... They let the mechanical...
No, it was a real... Alligator. That's a true story.
No, it is true.
They found that alligator in it, and they put a cow in front. It's a real... Both items are real.
When it's in the food chain, you can film it that way.
It's true.
Right? True.
Coaxing that cow so close to the water, though, that was tough.
It is crazy. When they murder that whatever it is in Apocalypse Now, when they hatchet that cow. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Mm-hmm. How can they do that in a movie?
That was filmed overseas. It's a whole different set of rules.
But then they showed it here.
That's
Why
different.
Weren't people outside with picket signs? I guess because
The internet.
Vietnam is worse. Okay, so what happened there?
I believe I won a point.
Got the point because he told him to name it.
Yeah.
So he gets the point.
Well played. Well played, sir.
But nice try trying to take the point away by just going, I got the point. Because that works sometimes.
It's 3 points to win, right?
3 points tonight, yeah. So we got a lot to get through. I'm going way too slow.
Yeah.
But so Sam gets the point, and who asked him to name it? You asked Edgar to name it. So we'll start with you again, Jordan, but this time we go around the other way. It goes to Sam next after Jordan. All right, here we go. Calhounatic, someone whose last name is Calhoun, added a tick to their Twitter name, Calhounatic. And he says Doug Loves TV should be a category, which is movies that were TV shows. Another category that I created all on my own is a category called The Man. And this is movies where the words the and man are in the title. And
now, are they alone in those
two words?
There's
no more you need to know. The words the and man are in the title.
Could the postman be?
Sure, if you want to give shit away.
Sorry.
The postman is not one of them. Okay.
The Woman in Red?
See, that's another example.
Yeah.
That would fit.
Oh, it would fit. Okay. So
yeah, it's got the man in the title. Yeah, but I didn't get that weird with it. Everyone I picked has the man and then the more title. And then your third category option submitted by Jake Python.
Ooh.
Not on Twitter. It's just a guy on the street. I'm Jake Python. At Jake Python said, I called the category Double Vision, but he calls it movie so nice they named him twice. A movie where there's the same word twice in the title. So The Man, Double Vision, or Doug Loves TV, movies based on TV shows. Which one would you like, Jordan?
Oh, I get a pick again?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with The Man.
All right. Would you like a man movie, The Man movie from 83, 93, or 2001? And again, Henry Fonda not involved in any of them.
Not involved in any one of them. What were the years again?
83, 93, 2001. This is exactly why I want to eliminate this part.
Oh. Oh. There was that one in the 80s where the guy was in blackface.
Don't.
It was really bad. What was that, right? I don't know that one.
The Man in Blackface?
Yeah, 2001.
That was Soul Man.
That didn't have a the in it.
No the.
Oh, it wasn't the Soul Man?
It wasn't the Soul Man.
Oh.
I'm a the Soul Man. I'm the Soul Man. All right, 2.5 stars. For this The Man movie from Leonard. I might give it 3. I don't know. I could agree with him. He calls it exquisitely detailed.
What year is it?
What year was it? 2001.
2001.
And he says it has a gallery of rich, colorful performances. Exquisitely detailed, gallery of rich, colorful performances.
Uh-huh.
Did he spend an afternoon in a museum or did he see a movie? And it's 2.5 stars from 2001, and it's the categories of the man, and there are 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Jordan Brady, director of I Am Comic, playing for Jordan Baseball.
2001, there's a the, there's a man. Colorful.
Exquisitely.
Okay, but 2.5 stars. I never got that half.
Oh, a gallery of rich, colorful performances. Right,
gallery
colorful
of rich,
was
okay.
in there.
Okay.
Everything about this movie is colorful.
Yeah.
Oh. It's a terrible clue.
No, it wasn't that one. Okay. I'm going to say 4 names.
Hmm. Strong opening bid. Now we go to Sam. Wow. Reversing the order.
4 names.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Fucking name that movie.
All right.
Well, ouch.
No, no reason for profanity. All right, your 4 names are Christopher McDonald, Adam Alexi Maile, M-A-I-L-L-E, something like that. Tony Shalhoub. I don't know why I said it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Shalhoub. And Richard Jenkins. Those are your 4 names, and it's from 2001. There's some groans in the audience, like people might know what it is. It's exquisitely detailed, and there's a gallery of rich, colorful performances.
Well, Tony Shalhoub always is versatile.
Right.
And always colorful, delivering those performances.
So pick a movie that starts the man. Finish it off with the rest of the other words. That's got Tony Shalhoub in it.
Wait
the,
a second.
The man, it's not like
you
something
just
the man.
Totally changed this category, Doug.
No, I said the and man are in the title, and it's at the beginning of the title.
You
the
did not
man.
Specify that before. Audience?
I did.
I disagree.
I disagree, yeah.
No, I disagree with you.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. What's,
the postman you said was a perfectly good. That's
I said that would
man.
Work, but that all the ones I picked start with the man.
I did not
I could not
that.
Have been
yeah,
more
yeah,
clear
he did
about
say,
it.
I think you mumbled that.
I didn't mumble it. I mean, only this section heard it, but...
Yeah.
Hey, you guys.
All right.
Hey, you guys. I got a all secret. Right. I got a secret about this trivia game.
All right.
Don't
I
tell
my
Sam.
Bed,
don't
it.
Tell Sam, but
go
the
ahead.
Man is at the beginning.
Go ahead.
Everybody that agrees with Sam, make a woot monkey noise.
Yeah, from the
See,
left side.
Everybody,
side
there's three people
Doug.
Here who also everybody, did not hear it.
Everybody that agrees with Doug, make a woot
else.
Monkey noise.
Oh shit. Some people aren't voting at all.
They're not voting. They're abstaining. They don't want to pick
well,
sides against
stay
us,
out of
Doug.
This.
They don't want to pick sides.
Obama, Bachman, I can't
You know, it's all right. It's all right. I'm
the man who knew too much.
Oh, that's a great guess, because there was a couple movies called that. One
know,
with Bill Murray
I know what it is.
And a couple
was,
with James Stewart. But
I know what it is.
Edgar knows what it is, so you
that
lose,
was my
but
guess.
Let's have fun.
The man who wasn't there.
That's
yeah!
correct.
That's what I was going to say.
And only Leonard Maltin could use the word colorful in a review of a black and white film.
Yeah. He does that.
That was
he
a terrible that. Clue, and I'm so proud of myself for picking it. All right, so what happened there? So
I got myself another point.
Sam's up to 2, you guys. Holy shit.
Yeah.
But that was between Sam and Jordan, so we start with Edgar on this one. So Edgar's going to pick a category. Have you seen Crazy Stupid Love yet?
No.
It looks good, though, right?
I think so.
I think that looks good. Movies with either Crazy Stupid or Love in the title. there, believe it or not, there are some with each. I mean, not believe it or not, but they, you know what I mean. John W. Smith on Twitter suggested Pee-wee, not Pee-wee, which is films where Paul Rubens plays someone that's not Pee-wee Herman. Yeah, that's a fucked up category.
Package for Mr. Herman.
Thank you for submitting that, John W. Smith.
Mr. Herman, you have a telephone call at the front desk.
And then your third choice, once again from at Todd Berner, is Libertini or Death.
Let's go for Pee-wee, not Pee-wee.
All right. I really love it with your accent saying Pee-wee, not Pee-wee. Say it again.
Pee-wee, not Pee-wee.
Wait, hang on. That was my inner thoughts. That was my inner thoughts you heard.
By the way, Paul Rubens uncredited in Thomas the Tank Engine.
That was all 3 of the ones I picked.
Oh.
All right. You ruined it. 1992, 1999, or 2001?
1992.
Damn.
2 stars from Leonard Maltin. He calls it nasty and nihilistic. Yeah, yeah. He says occasional cleverness can't make up for a mean-spirited screenplay. Holy shit, Leonard's really laying into this one. And the category is Pee-wee, not Pee-wee. And there are, including maybe Paul Rubens, there are 12 names.
Negative one.
Fuck! I knew it too! I could get it! Oh wait, it goes to Jordan next. It goes to Jordan next.
Okay, now it comes to Jordan.
I have to say name.
Oh, of course,
name
you have
that,
to say.
I have
it.
To say name that movie.
So what's the movie?
I could have gone further, but I'm not sure of the billing after the first one.
That's
but
all right.
It's Batman Returns with Michael Keaton.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have gone if I'd have gone negative two. Would it have been Michael Keaton, Michelle Pfeiffer, then Chris Walken, or Chris Walken second?
No, DeVito second.
Yeah, good thing I did not go negative two.
According to Leonard, but you know how Leonard is.
It was second build, Michelle Pfeiffer.
He changes it up. DeVito was second, DeVito. And then Pfeiffer, Walken.
See, I would have screwed up Michael, if I got negative two. I would have said Pfeiffer second.
Good passed away recently. Went negative one.
R.I.P. All right.
Bitch.
I was well
nicely
played.
Done. So Edgar has a point.
That was
Sam has 2 points. And then there's Jordan.
I have nothing. I have a baseball.
Yeah, well, yeah. I at least get to pick a category this time.
You do?
Yeah, I wasn't in that one.
All right, here we go. And then we'll go... Jordan will be next, right? Yeah. Wait, is that the right way to switch the order? I get so confused. Would you like remakes, Fonda, or Doug Loves Television?
I will go...
Movies based on television. Fonda remakes.
I'm going to go television.
Okay. Would you like 91, 99, or 2004?
2004.
Two stars from Leonard.
Uh-huh.
Can't disagree. He says that famous folk appear in cameos.
Okay.
So it's got some famous folk cameos. And he also says that, wow, he doesn't say anything about what he thinks of this movie.
I can name that movie in negative two names.
He just describes it.
Doug, you can stop.
He calls it a comedy. He calls it a comedy.
Yeah.
Okay. And
negative
two. And there are...
Okay.
There's six names.
All right.
And you say negative two. This is intense. So then go switching the order around, we go to Jordan next, right? Yeah. People are like, Edgar, go to Edgar. I don't think Edgar knows it either, though. You went negative two names, Sam?
Yeah. Taking
all right, here. All right, Jordan. So, I can't coach you to what to do.
Can I ask the audience to join me in saying, Sam?
Name that movie.
Damn it!
That was fun the way you did that.
Now I'm second guessing myself, but I'm gonna.
All right, what's
my gut?
What do you think the movie is? Negative two names, but give me a minute.
Sam needs a minute.
Give me some time.
Sam needs a minute.
Did you have it narrowed down to a couple things?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Is it Starsky and Hutch?
No.
Fuck! Ah!
That was later.
Usually, like, professional game show hosts don't have glee in their voice when they say that the answer is wrong. No! It's more like, incorrect. All right, so Jordan, you picked up a point with that move.
I'm going to share my point with the audience.
Oh, nicely done.
But what was the movie?
Does anybody have any ideas?
My guess doesn't sound like
names.
2004.
Not Bewitched.
I was
going to
say Bewitched
shit.
As well, but not 2004.
Oh, so.
Yeah.
No. Hang on. Here's some names first, and then we'll. The iCarly movie. Yeah, they, in 2004, they like made a time machine. And there was an iCarly movie though, right? Yeah, but I don't know if it was that
like
long ago.
Lizzie McGuire, that was the
iCarly.
Yeah,
that's what you're thinking of.
iCarly.
Whatever you jerk off to. there were six names, and they go like this. Keith D. Robinson, Jermaine Williams, Shadrach Anderson III, Dania Ramirez, Kyle Pratt.
No.
And then the lead actor, the title character... Kenan Thompson.
Fat
Albert. Hey.
Yeah. Damn.
Well, you know, that movie
that was
had
based
a lesson.
On a TV show.
Damn. It had a lesson in it.
What was the lesson?
That sometimes TV shows make shitty movies.
Can you look up Starsky and Hutch to make sure it's 2004 and I'm not completely insane?
No, we don't have time for that.
Right,
but somebody will tweet you about it.
All right. You think it was 05?
Yeah, right, it was around that time. It was a reasonable guess.
All right.
Yeah, you really threw yourself into it.
You know, you have to take chances in this game.
Not really, but okay.
All right. All right. I felt like it would have been a cheap win if all my wins came from saying name them.
Oh, that's true. So you have two. Jordan has one. Edgar has one. And where do we start? What happened?
Well,
I got the point.
He said name that movie. I couldn't, so I guess it starts
go with Edgar.
It starts with Edgar.
Edgar gets a pick.
Double. Don't let me see the phone. I'm not trying
well,
to look.
Well, this is just the categories, but okay, good call. good call for later. Right now, you can look at it. Double Vision, So Nice They Named It Twice, titles with the same word twice. Crazy Stupid Love, one of those three words is in there. And Libertini or Death.
Oh, God. What's
Crazy, Stupid, or Love?
No, Richard Libertini. So it's got to be Double Double.
Repeat
double
word.
Double is the same word twice? Or
yeah, one word, twice? At least one word appears twice in the title.
Let's go for Double Double then.
All right. 1997, 1999, or 2005?
2005.
Two stars from Leonard Maltin. He says it's uneven, and he says that it's loosely based on a novel. Oh. Yeah, and it's from 2005, two stars, and there are seven names for this movie that repeats a word or two.
What's a word that repeats?
You know, like, an example would be it's a mad, 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 mad world, or author, author, or Corinna, Corinna, just to name three.
Julia.
I'm going to go ballsy.
That was Julia.
I'm going to go ballsy. I'm going to go negative two.
Wow, ballsy.
Sam, what's the strategy?
Ballsy's here.
Well, it's on me now.
Oh, it's on you, right.
It goes in that direction now.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
I have to say, name that movie.
All right.
This is a ballsy guess.
All right, I like it. Do you want to hear everything again, or are you ready to go?
Well, it's either going to be what I think it is or not.
Okay.
And I think I saw this in this year. Is it Melinda Melinda with Will Ferrell and Roderick Mitchell?
No.
Oh my God!
I told you it was possible. I told you it could happen. Edgar Wright and Jordan Brady defeated.
Oh my God!
At the hands of this little monster.
Oh Jesus!
Well now played, I have to grow a beard.
Terror of the podcast world.
Oh wow!
Congratulations, Sam.
Thanks, Doug.
Can you believe it? That might be.
Yeah, we got to find out what the movie was.
Oh yeah! Holy shit! I totally.
But that was ballsy, man.
God,
that was really
I thought.
Good.
I totally thought you were going to pull it out when you went negative two. But let me start reading names, and then you guys can tell me when you know what it is. Shannon Sossaman. Wow! Right away,
wow.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. The audience is listening. Larry Miller was the next name. I didn't even know he was in that. I mean, I probably saw him in there and went, oh, Larry Miller.
Larry Miller.
Dash Minock, who used to go out with, what's her name? Alanis Morissette. Corbin Berenson, who used to go out with Dash Minock. Michelle Monaghan, Val Kilmer, and Robert Downey Jr. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang. All right.
Wow.
That's... Now, Sam, I have to ask you, right here in front of everybody, how's July 18th looking for you?
I don't know, Doug.
You still don't know?
I don't know. I'll have an answer for you tomorrow.
Okay, that'll do.
Can I give you an answer tomorrow?
It would have been great to have an answer now.
I know, I'm sorry. I don't mean to kill the mood, but hey, I have
it'll happen tomorrow.
I have a great thing I can let people know so no one has to tweet me. Starsky and Hutch came out in the summer of 2004.
How'd you figure that out? You looked it up while
we
were sitting there?
While we were sitting after the game ended.
What, you got a smartphone or something?
No, it's not smart at all. It's on AT&T.
Nice.
Hey, it's Scott Aukerman, everybody.
Scott Aukerman.
You're going down, Levine. You're going down.
I know.
You've heard of freaks?
Yeah.
You've heard of geeks?
Yeah.
You're gonna have red cheeks from embarrassment.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That was some serious
stuff. This is like professional fighting, the way we're just trying to have a press conference.
He didn't even wait for my retort. I was going to work a comedy Bang Bang in there somewhere, but it's gone. He's gone now.
Yeah, you won with Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, so there's got to be some clever thing you could have said.
I'm glad you held him back and I held Sam back, because that would have been a brawl.
That's
been
for the listeners.
Terrible.
They don't know.
That was ugly. That was ugly. Another guy almost jumped on Sam to match Scott's height, and then they were going to go at it in a polite game of whatever that's called when you push each other in the pool.
Chicken. The man chicken.
I couldn't remember chicken. Oh, what's that game with Go and Park Place? All right, so... Oh, we got to figure out... Jordan gets to pick a shithead, of course. So come on up here and write it down. And then is there a shithead on the back of your name tag there? Did you do it? No? Okay, so come over and write one down also as well. Do you guys have anything you need to plug, Jordan?
He just took the ball back, for real.
Yeah, he always takes it back because it's got a bunch of signatures on it. He took the pen also.
There you go.
It was his own pen, but still. Really? Do you say that every time?
What?
The same name?
No.
Oh, okay, you change it up? All right. I've heard that name before. Holy shit, write with a pen that works. I can't even read that. I'm just going to be like, he's a shithead. Wait, what are you writing now? More words.
Okay.
Oh, okay, that's a classic. No, that's it. That'll do it. What are you working on, Edgar?
I'm writing at the moment. I can plug something, though.
Yes, please.
A film that I executive produced called Attack the Block.
Attack the Block. Yeah.
Comes out. Comes out on July the 29th.
As I like to say, Super 8 is to E.T. as Attack the Block is to the Goonies. It's a updating of sorts of a classic style of movie that we haven't seen that much of.
It's directed by my friend Joe Cornish, and it opens in 7 cities on July the 29th.
Is Los Angeles one of those?
Yes.
All right.
See it. Love this city.
I saw it. I liked it a lot. And Sam, what are you working on?
You can see the Kevin Pollak's Chat Show every Sunday at kevinpollakschatshow.com. We have some fantastic guests coming up, including this Sunday, Don Cheadle. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to ask him to tell us stories about... moving violations.
He was in that?
Yeah, it's his first role. He played the drive-through fast food employee.
Somebody in the audience was like, yes.
That's exactly how many people saw that movie, by the way, at the time. But no, Don Cheadle's coming on, so kevinpollakschatshow.com. Watch us live every Sunday or download us on iTunes.
Wasn't Jennifer Tilly in Moving Violations?
She sure was.
As oh, that's
was
a one fun poker brothers. Connection.
As All was right. one of the Murray brothers, I can never get John and Joel straight.
It was Joel.
You sure?
No.
Exactly.
I'm going to be on the Tane Teabag podcast taped at Cap City Comedy in Austin, Texas on Friday, July 15th. It's going to happen at Happy Hour. And thanks so much again to Edgar Wright, Sam Levine, and Jordan Brady. Let's hear it
Thank
for
you.
Them.
Thank you, everybody.
And,
I didn't name a single thing. It's wrong.
Sam Levine, very exciting Tournament of Championships.
Terrible.
I tried. Paul F. Tompkins wanted to come by and taunt you as well, but he was busy.
Scott and I have. He has a job.
He was busy not taunting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And as always, Hitler is a shithead, which is one that was actually I've done before. As is this next one. Dave Foley's first wife is still a shithead.
Hey everybody, it's Doug Benson with a post-show announcement. It's official. It's happened. I talked to Sam Levine after the show and explained to him that the Tournament of Championships is a little bit more important than going home to visit his father on his birthday. So Sam is in July 18th, Universal City Walk, John Lovitz Comedy Club. It's going to be Paul F. Tompkins, Scott Aukerman, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine, going head-to-head in the TOC Finals. Be there or be not there. Yeah, that's some Shakespeare shit.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug...